Is it? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Continuing with Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's spiritual journey as he presents it. He presents himself in his songs as a fallen materialist who calls out for the mercy of Hari, Guru, and Vaishnavas, and ultimately gets their mercy and enters into the spiritual world even while living on this plane. So a major aspect of his spiritual journey is via the holy dham of Navadvip. He also emphasizes another major aspect of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writings we can understand from his songs is his deep love for the holy name of Krishna. He experiences his spiritual experiences from chanting the holy names of Krishna. So in this series of songs, especially I've selected some songs in relation to his spiritual journey via Navadvip Dham. Siddhi Lalasa. There's a whole series of songs, about 8 songs. They don't all appear in Sharanagati, where he's speaking of his, or singing of his desire. Lalasa means strong desire, his desire to attain the perfection of life. And for him, the perfection of life is, as given in the last words, Hoibo Radhar Dasi, the last words of this song. I will become a maidservant of Radha. And then there's a whole series of songs, which I'm not planning to sing here now, which describes his actually, well, as being the maidservant of Radha. So how does he get that position? I can speak it again. So he's a spy. Kobe, when? So immediately gives the idea that he's desiring something which he hasn't got now. He's considering when will that time come? Although we can understand that actually he is there, but it's a paradoxical feature of the psychology of pure devotees of Krishna is that even though they've already, by definition as pure devotees of Krishna, they're already with Krishna. They're situated in pure Krishna consciousness, but they think they're not. They think that I have a long way to go, maybe in future. What is that? Sarvottam hoya nij karimani. This. Even though he's the best, he's the best of all devotees, he thinks himself very lowly. So he's praying for that day, which he's already attained. And we might sometimes pray for the day which we, at least I can speak for myself, have not attained. But definitely by mercy of the Vaishnavas, we should consider, at least start to consider, that someday the time should come when I can actually aspire for such a situation. We're not meant to remain on the platform of struggling with our mind and senses forever. That doesn't mean that we can artificially just imagine ourselves to be beyond that platform. But it's not our constitutional position. We might even get into that consciousness of thinking, well, that's what Krishna consciousness is. I've been here for 40 years, whatever, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, and I got to this platform of struggling with my mind and senses, and it's going on like that, year after year, day after day, year after year. But that is not, so you might think, well, that's just normal. But that's not our constitutional position, to be in Trishanku Avastha, means caught between heaven and earth, somewhere in between. We're neither in heaven nor on the earth. Trishanku was a Vedic king who was cursed to become a Chandala, and he still wanted to go to heaven, and the demigods wouldn't let him go. So Vishvamitra pushed him up to heaven, the demigods pushed him down, and he ended up in mid space. So it's not our position. We should be in one position or the other, but we shouldn't be in the material position. The position to aspire for is of course, Srila Prabhupada teaches this in every line of his books, but I'm singing these songs with you so that we can also enter into the words and the teachings and the aspirations and the guidance and the inspiration of Srila Bhakti, as Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave it to us, so that we also may aspire to come to that platform. Again, not artificially, but we shouldn't artificially remain on the middle platform and think that that's it. I chant my rounds, I follow the principles, and someday, boom, it's going to happen. But there is a process of elevation. We should always go up. Anyway, here's the song. Kobe Gorabani, when in the forest of Goranga, Goraban, there's Vrindavan, the forest of Tulasi, Shurudhuni Tote, on the bank of the heavenly river, the river of the demigods, the Ganga. Ha Radhe, Ha Krishna Bole, calling out, Ha Radhe, Ha Krishna. The sentence continues. Kandiya Bhairava, crying and just wandering here and there. Deha Shukachari, giving up all thoughts of bodily happiness. Nana Lata Toru Tole, wandering among all the trees and creepers and the base of the trees. Deha Sukachari, that seems like the beginning of spiritual life, doesn't it? Giving up bodily happiness. But we actually, we can find in the hot season how we may find it necessary to make so much arrangement for fans and air conditioning. And let me just get the air conditioning, then I can chant my japa nicely. But it shouldn't be like that, actually. Yeah, please switch off your phones. Or rather, the platform, the desired platform is that one doesn't even notice heat or cold, because one is so absorbed in chanting Hare Krishna. That is to be aspired for. So this, we come to the end of the song, being Radha, being the maidservant of Radha, but this comes first, just like in the Sri Upadeshamrita. It begins with Vacho Vegam, Manasakrodha Vegam, etc., controlling or dovetailing or tolerating the urges of speech, the mind, anger, tongue, belly, genitals. And then later in the Upadeshamrita there is instruction to live at Radha Kund. Better start at the beginning. One cannot actually live at Radha Kund if one is still in the consciousness of enjoying the body. While Srila Prabhupada was present, there was one devotee from America who didn't take initiation. I don't think he took initiation. I know he didn't take initiation from Srila Prabhupada. I don't think he didn't take initiation from anyone for many, many years until recently. Richard, he lived at Radha Kund. Prabhupada wasn't very impressed, but he lived there. And in the summer, he would take bath 25 times a day because it's so hot there. But then why, if you're living at Radha Kund, are you taking Radha Kunda as a means to cool your body? It should be that you're bathing in Radha Kund, not specifically for the purpose of cooling the body. So he might not have actually been living at Radha Kund in the way that Raghunath Das Goswami, for instance, was living there. That he didn't even notice standing in the heat on the side of Radha Kund. He didn't even notice, it was so hot. He was just absorbed in thinking of Radha and Krishna. And then Radha came and personally shaded him. And then, who was that? Was it Rupa Goswami chastised him? Rupa Goswami Sanatan Goswami chastised him. He's, see, you're so renounced that you're taking service. Well, I didn't know. Anyway, so you should build a little cottage so you get some shade. So he didn't even know it was so hot. So all the words in the song are very important. Hoibo Radhar Dasi comes at the end, but Deho Shukachari, giving up bodily happiness. So, Kobe Shapocha Grihete Magia Kaibo Pibo Sharashati Jal. When will I maintain the body? Because one may give up bodily happiness, still the body needs to be maintained. So, maintain the body by begging in the houses of the lowest kind of people. Why would one do that? Generally, if one is going to beg food, you should be very careful where you beg from. You have to beg from people of very high consciousness. And people from the lowest class of people, shvapach literally means dog eaters, dog cookers, which means they eat the dogs. But I don't know. I don't think in Bengal there have been any such people for many generations. But that term is given anyway. So what's the idea that, well, that comes a little later, that we see. The idea is seeing the residents of the dham not in terms of their external manifestation, but they're here, so that you should see that they are because they're just by the very fact that they're living here, that even though they may appear to be very low, but they're worshipable for us, that we, then we'll take that as prasad, to take food from them and drink the water of the Saraswati. That means that no arrangement for bodily maintenance. Beg a little food, drink water from the river, and then pulene pulene gora gari debo, kori Krishna kolaho, in rolling around on the ground, in from forest to forest, and calling out, making a big noise, Krishna, the name of Krishna. Kobe dhamabasi jane pranati koriya magibo kriparalesh. Then he's again, when? I have to come to that stage of offering respect to the residents of the dham and begging from them drop of mercy. Boishnava charan renu gai maki. Taking the dust from the lotus feet of the devotees and rubbing it, smearing it on the body. Dhari abadhuta besh, and dressed as an avadhuta, means previously in Indian society, by one's dress one can understand that. Even now you can understand this person is a Muslim, but among the Hindus you could understand this person is a Brahmin of a particular kind of Brahmin, maybe Kulin or Radhiya Brahmin or whatever. So you can understand people's caste by the jewelry they wear, the way they wear their turban, the way the women wear the sari, the different. So the avadhut means that he's not from any caste. He's just, he doesn't wear, just something to cover the body, that's all. He's beyond all this caste system. Kobe gaura braja jane bhedna dekibo hoibo bora jabashi. Seeing no difference between the residents of Gauramanda and Brajamanda, or it could be also Braja Bone, seeing no difference between the land here and Vrindavan, seeing them as non-different, then one can become a resident of Vrindavan, as Narottam Das Thakur also has famously sung, Sri Gaura Mandala Bhumi Jeba Jane Chintamani Tar Hoi Braja Bhume Bash. Whoever understands the land of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, which roughly corresponds to West Bengal, to be transcendental, same as Vrindavan, then such a person, just by that, they become, they gained entrance, they can live in Vrindavan. So, then, tokon, dhamera sharup, then the actual form of the dham, shuribe nayone, I will see with these eyes, hoibo radhar dasi. Yeah, well, I see with these eyes, then I become the servant of Radha. And then in this Sharanagati, there are two more songs about his becoming servant of Radha, and in Gitavali, I believe it is, there are more songs which give more detail. So this is the mood to live in the dham. Actually, there's no record of Bhaktivinoda Thakur actually ever doing this, what he says, interestingly. He came and lived here. He made his residence in Godruma Dham, but there's no record of him actually. Well, he did also take Avadhuta Vesh, but there's no record of his rolling on the ground, going to all the residents of the Dham and begging like this. He had his own inner circle of devotees who, when he was living in there in Godrum. He had his inner circle who he'd interact with. So he's instructing about a certain kind of mood. It may be that the atmosphere is just not suitable at the present time. If one tried to live like this, the atmosphere is not very the appreciation won't be there. But this mood of shithilalasha, lalasha means a very strong desire to attain this state. And the state of utter humility, of complete detachment from this world, detachment is just having given up all interest in everything. We can see it's a repeated theme. Godruma Kanana Kunja Bhajanopadesh, or whatever we sung yesterday. It's a repeated theme that come to Navadvip and just forget, no more connection with the material world. This is the portal or the entrance to the spiritual world, but one has to go through that. Don't stay on the door's here. We can go through, but don't stay on this side. One has to actually make the step and go through. So utter faith in the holy Dham, the name of Krishna. This is Atmanikshepa Sharanagati, throwing oneself at Krishna. No more consideration. Is it right? Is it wrong? Maybe I'm not ready. No more maybes. So this is the song which we'll sing now and play Madanga then. Kartels, who will play kartels? Yeah. One thing is, we have one pair of kartels or two pairs of kartels? How many?
Two
pairs, all right. Now there's a whole room full of devotees here. It's become quite common to play this tick, 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 so you can hardly hear it. But it's all right if you have two, three devotees, or if you have some amplification. If you have a whole room full of devotees, we need a little strength in the sound also. It doesn't have to be banging and clashing, but it should be not banging and crashing, but also not so quiet. Okay, so we'll sing it now. Kabe gora bane shura dhani tarte Haradhe ha Krishna bale
Kabe gora bane shura dhani tarte
Kabe gaura bane shura dhuni tarte Haradhe ha Krishna bale
Kabe gaura bane shura dhuni tarte Haradhe ha
Kandiya berabo deha shukha chari Nana lata taru tale
Kandiya berabo deha shukha chari Nana lata taru tale
Kandiya berabo deha shukha chari Nana lata taru tale
Kandiya berabo deha shukha chari Nana lata taru tale
sopocha grihete magia kaibo pibo shanashati ja. Shapacha grihete magia kaibo kibo sarasati ja.
Shapacha grihete magia kaibo kibo sarasati ja.
Puline puline gara gari dibo Hare Krishna Kolaha Puline Puline Gara Gari Devo Hare Krishna Kolaha Jane Pranati Kariya Magibo Kriparales
Namabasi Jane Pranati Kariya Magibo Kriparales
Kabe Dhamabasi Jane Pranati Kariya Magi Bokri Parale Vaishnava Charana Renu Gai Maki Dhari Abadhuta Be Vaishnava Charana Renu Gai Maki Dhari Abadhuta Bhesh Kabe Gaura Braja Jane Bhed Na Dekhibo Hoi bo bo raja bashi Kabe Gaura braja jane Bhed na dekhibo Hoi bo bo raja bashi Tokon Tamera Sharupa Shuribe Nayone Hoibo Radharadashi Sharupa Shuribe Nayane Hoibo Radharadashi Hoibo Radharadashi Radharadashi
Hoibo Radharadashi
Shri.